Good afternoon.
午安.
It's lovely to greet you in the name of Jesus.
非常开心今天能用主的名来跟大家问安.
This is the second time that I get to see you in about 3 weeks.
这是这三周内大概我第二次可以见到你们每一位.
This is a real joy to my heart.
我心中非常喜乐.
I am sure that you are all longing for your pastors to be back.
虽然我知道大家都非常期盼李牧师的回来。
And we do just want to pray for them. 2 weeks, not long.
所以我们就期待着接下来就再等两周，他们就回来了。
Keep going, good job.
继续坚持住，做得非常好。
I must have missed a memo.
我可能错过了一个。
For the praise team, you were wonderfully coordinated with the black and the white and the red.
Oh, 我想要夸赞一下刚才的那个敬拜赞美团，你们穿的。
And I wore blue. No one gave me the memo.
你们全部很漂亮，穿的黑白红，但是没有人告诉我要穿黑白红。
No, but it is a real joy to be here. And
来到这里非常开心。
Today is the start of Advent.
今天是我们那个期待主降临的开始。
The word means arrival.
这个字面意思是降临。
Advent is all about Christ Jesus arriving on the earth from heaven.
这个月我们一直期待的就是纪念耶稣基督从天上降到地上为人的这个过程。
Most of us have been on long journeys.
我们每个人都经历过很长的旅程。
The flight here from China takes a long time.
可能从中国飞到这里来的那个飞机飞了很久很久，特别转机的话。
Thank goodness we have airplanes, because people used to make that journey by boat.
至少我们现在还有飞机，以前人。 要坐船坐更久的时间过来。
And they would travel for months to get around the world.
他们可能要花好几个月才能从地球的一边到另一边。
But Advent's all about the journey of Jesus from heaven to earth.
但是Advent就是关于耶稣基督从天上到降临到地上。
And that's the biggest journey that anyone has ever made.
这是一个人类历史上最大的一个旅程。
Now, today, we are going to be looking at Mary's journey.
那今天呢，我们是要来看的是玛利亚她的人生的历程。
The Christmas story is a wonderful story. Lots and lots of, you know, characters there to look at.
圣诞节的这个故事很精彩哦，有各式各样的人物，我们都可以去研读。
Every single person in that story has made some kind of journey.
里面的每一个人呢，都有一个很精彩的人生历程。Mary's
is a lifelong journey, as we will look at today.
那今天呢，我们要看的就是玛利亚她的人生历程。The
shepherds have a short journey from the fields down to the city.
牧羊人的历程比较短，从那个牧羊的那个草地，然后到这个。
The wise men make the longest journey. They come from the east, I guess from China maybe, and all the way to Bethlehem.
Yeah, 然后东方三博士他们的历程比较长，可能是从东方，也许是中国，不知道，从东方，然后这样子一路来到伯利恒。
Yeah. On December 15th, in 2 weeks' time, we will be having a joint service.
在12月15号，就两周后，我们还会有一次的联合崇拜。We
are going to look at the wise men's journey on that day.
那一天呢，我就会讲关于这个东方三博士的这个历程。But
for today, we're going to look at Mary's journey.
那今天呢，我们来看的是玛利亚。Now,
what you need to know is that in the Gospel of Luke,
我们需要知道的是在路加福音里面。
Mary is very young at this point in the story.
玛利亚在这个时候非常的年轻。We
think that she was likely 14 or 15 years old.
我们推测她大约是14、15岁。
Back then, that was viewed as being a woman.
在当时社会中，那这个年纪已经是被看作为一个女人。
And she is, and she's about to get married 3 months later.
她已经就是许配给了约瑟，然后呢，已经订婚了，然后即将在三个月以后结婚。
Mary has a plan for her life.
玛利亚对她自己的人生有一个计划。
She is going to marry Joseph.
她要嫁给约瑟。
One day they will have a family.
然后有一天他们会组建自己的家庭。
And for their children, they are going to raise them to do the same job as Joseph.
然后他可能会养育的孩子，然后长大以后跟约瑟一样的做木匠。
But as is the case with God, God does not work to our timetable and schedule.
但是当神进入这个画面的时候，神有时候不是照着我们的这个时刻表来做事情的。
One day,
有一天
out of nowhere,
突然间
Mary receives a visit.
玛利亚接到了一个神秘人物的出现。
A messenger, an angel reveals himself to Mary.
一个天使出现在玛利亚面前。
Now, I don't know how many people have beenvisited by an angel.
我不知道你们谁碰过天使过。
It's never, for me, it's never happened.
我从来没有见过天使。
But I can imagine it would be a scary thing indeed.
但是我可以想象是一件非常恐惧的事情。
You know, this angel appears out of nowhere to this young woman.
就是天使不知道从哪里突然出现，然后在这个这么年轻的女孩面前，boom，出现了。
And says to her,You have favor with God, and God has a big plan for your life.
然后天使说你在神面前蒙恩了，神对你的生命有一个很大的计划。
And Mary's response is, "What me? I don't understand."
那玛利亚的反应是啊，什么我不明白。
How am I favored?
我怎么是被神恩宠的呢？
There are lots of people who are smarter.More beautiful, more talented than I am.
这外面有这么多比我更好看、更聪明、更有能力的人。
She was confused. How am I favored?
她非常疑惑，我怎么是被神拣选蒙恩的人呢？
And yet the angel said, "You have found favor with God."
但是天使就说你是蒙大恩的女子。
Now the favor with God is not because she has earned favor.
他被神给恩宠被拣选不是因为他赚取到了这样的恩宠。
It's because God is a God of grace who loves to use ordinary people.
而是因为神是充满恩典的神，他喜欢使用这些非常平凡的人。
And so this young girl of 14 years old in a rural village,has an extraordinary future ahead of her.
所以这个非常平凡的一个14岁的住在村里的一个女孩就这样被神改变她一生，有一个非常不凡的人生等着她。
God says to her, you will be pregnant.
所以天使告诉她你将要怀孕生子。
You will give birth to God's son.
你会成为这个至高者儿子的母亲。
And she's like, how? How can this be? I'm a virgin.
她说怎么可以？怎么可以？我还没出嫁呢。
And the angel said, because God's power will come on you.
然后天使说，因为神的能力要复辟在你身上。
Now, friends, we need to understand something in this story at this moment.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在这个故事中的这一刻，我们要了解一些事情。
Mary is not yet married.
玛利亚还没有嫁。
A young girl pregnant before she married was a big scandal.
在当时的年代，如果一个未婚怀孕的一个女子是一个非常非常巨大的丑闻。
People would have looked at her and judged her.
所有人都会看着她，然后骂她。
There would have been whispers amongst people in the town.
肯定整个小村庄的人都沸腾了，全部人都要讲这件事情。
People would not have looked at her in a favorable way.
没有人会喜欢他，所有人都会排挤他。
And yet it pleased Mary to say to God, I am your servant, let it be as you've happened.
在这种情况下，玛利亚却说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
See, the first thing that I would like to share with you about the journey of faith is this.
所以我想要跟大家分享的第一件事情是
saying yes to God means often we say no to the world.
接受上帝的呼召，对神说我愿意，通常都是你对世界要拒绝世界。
Saying yes to God is a blessed thing, but other people will judge us for it.
当你对神说我愿意的时候，其他世界的人可能会因此而排挤你。
Saying yes to God is a great gift, but there will be a cost.
接受上帝的呼召是一个很大的礼物，但是却是要付上代价的。
Now for Mary, saying yes to God meant that her future marriage almost ended before it started.
那对玛利亚那时候来说，她当她答应神这件事情的时候，等同说她未来的婚姻在那一刻时刻可能就要破灭了。
When Joseph finds out that Mary is pregnant, he knows I am not the father.
当那个约瑟发现玛利亚怀孕的时候，他知道说我又不是那个爸爸。
And Joseph was trying to think of a way, how do I end the marriage without bringing shame to her?
所以约瑟就想暗暗的把玛利亚给休了。
We see the heart of someone who loved her.
我们看见说约瑟至少是爱玛利亚的。
We see the heart of someone who was also a good man because he didn't want to bring shame.
他是一个好男人，因为他不想要羞辱这个未婚妻。
But even there is a moment where God shows him, no, this is my son and you need to marry her.
但是上帝就告诉他说，不，这是我的儿子，你需要娶玛利亚。
And as soon as he realized, actually, this is of God, he went and he married her.
所以当约瑟了解到说这是神的儿子的时候，他就照样的做，就把玛利亚娶过来了。
Now, when Mary said yes to God,
当玛利亚对神说我愿意，
she did not know that she was going to have to work this out with Joseph.
她不知道说她需要跟约瑟讨论这些事情。
In fact, when Mary said yes to God, there is a lot of things that she never realized would happen.
事实上，当那一刻，她可能还没有意识到这个对她人生会产生多大的一些变化。
One of the stories that I want to share is in Luke chapter 2.
我想要分享的另一个故事是在路加福音第二章。
And Mary has traveled all the way to Bethlehem with Joseph, and she has given birth to Jesus in a stable.
那时候玛利亚已经在马槽中生了耶稣，然后跟他已经跟约瑟一直到了伯利恒。
We sing a carol that says, "Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright."
我们在这个我们常常唱那个平安夜的时候，都会说平安夜，圣善夜。
It's a beautiful carol.
非常美的一首诗歌。
But the night that Jesus was born was not a silent night.
但是耶稣出生的那一天可不是一个安静的。
Any woman who's ever given birth, it is not a silent, calm experience.
所有生过孩子的姐妹都知道不是一个非常的安静的一个夜晚。
It's trauma.
是非常的多的。
And at the end, when the baby is born, the woman is exhausted.
在孩子出生以后，那个妈妈就非常非常的累。
Now, there is a moment in the story where Mary has, she has just given birth to Jesus, and out of nowhere, shepherds burst into the stable.
有故事说她这个玛利亚刚生完这个耶稣，然后突然间这些牧羊人通通来马槽了。
I remember, Pastor Charlotte has given birth to 2 children.
我记得我太太夏牧师她生两个孩子的情景。
As her husband, I had one job.
作为她的老公，我只有一个任务。
Nobody was allowed into the room except me.
就是让不能让任何人进到这个房间来。
Joseph hasn't done a good job.
约瑟并没有这样做。
Because these shepherds who look after sheep are suddenly in the room where she's given birth to a baby.
那些牧羊人通通突然冲进了这个玛利亚刚生孩子的地方。
If it was my wife, she would be horrified.
如果是我太太，可能她就被吓死了。
But Mary listens to the shepherds.
但是玛利亚却聆听牧羊人在说什么。
And the shepherds are saying, we saw angels telling us that the Messiah has been born.
然后那些牧羊人说的是我们看到了天使告诉我们弥赛亚已经降生了。
They are full of joy and excitement.
他们非常的喜悦非常的兴奋。
And it says in Luke 2 verse 19,
然后在路加福音二章十九节
that Mary treasured all these things in her heart and thought about them.
玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里反复思考。
She treasured the things she heard and then she meditated on them.
他珍藏他这一切的事情，他听过的事情，然后一直的思考。
Mary's journey is an incredible journey of faith.
玛利亚的历程是一个非常非常带有信心的历程。
And one of the things I have to tell you is that if you want to sustain faith, you need to treasure the things of God and think about them.
有一件事我必须告诉你们的是如果你想要坚守你的信心的话你必须要把神的话放在你心里反复的思考。
I was a young man when I heard the call of God to be a pastor.
当我接受到上帝的呼召我做牧师的时候我还是一个小伙子。
I was 21 years old.
只有21岁。
So students, no excuses.
所以各位学生们没有任何理由。
But I have to tell you,
但我得告诉你,
there have been days where I have wanted to quit and to give up.
在我做牧师的历程中有很多日子我真的很想放弃。
Sometimes it's too hard.
有时候真的太难了。
Or too emotional.
太多的情绪了。
Or I'm sick of the person always being critical.
或者我真的是受不了那个一直在批判我的人。
I want to go home and give up.
我想要回家躺平。
But,
但是
I remember the calling of God.
我记得神给我的呼召。
I've treasured it.
我把它存在我心里。
And when I think about it, I realize I need to keep going.
当我反复思考，我就知道说我必须坚持下去。
Now for Mary, she is treasuring the things that she's heard.
那对玛利亚来说，她就存在心里她听过的这些东西。
And she needs to because there will be days where being the mother of Jesus will break her heart.
她必须这么做因为有一天作为耶稣的母亲会有遇到很多很多让她伤心心碎的事情。
One of the stories that comes very soon after the birth of Jesus.
当耶稣出生以后有一件事情发生。
Jesus would have been around two years old.
耶稣可能大概两岁的时候。
And when the wise men came from the east, they went to King Herod.
当那些三博士他们从东方来的时候然后他们先去见了这个希律王。
And Herod was threatened because there is a king that's been born.
希律王感到他受到威胁因为谣言说有一个王出生了。
And so Herod decides every boy under the age of 2 has to be killed.
所以希律王发了一个法令说任何两岁以下的男孩全部要杀掉。
Mary's journey of faith means she has to flee Israel with her son and go to Egypt.
所以玛利亚的信心的历程代表什么她必须要带着她的孩子然后逃到埃及去。
She had to face the fear and, you know, insecurity by fleeing to a land where she didn't know if they would be safe or not.
她需要面对心中的这个恐惧然后心中的这个不确定因为她要带着她的孩子逃到一个她从来没有去过的地方。
And friends, we all know people who have had to at some point flee because of danger.
朋友们，我们都知道很多人真的遇到一些困难的时候，他们可能要逃离。
Sometimes faith in God means we have to escape even though we don't know where we will end up.
有时候对神的信心代表说我们就算不知道接下来会去到哪里，我们要离开这个地方。
I want to share with you the story about a family in our church in Westburn.
我想要分享一下我们西宣有一个家庭的一个故事。
There is a family who started coming to the church 6 weeks ago.
六周前有一个家庭，他们开始来我们西宣。
And they are Kurdish from Turkey.
他们是那个土耳其的库尔德族人。
And, their people have faced severe oppression.
Yeah, 他们的库尔德族人就是常常面对的是种族灭绝这种就是很大的这些逼迫。
That they fled and they've come to Canada seeking asylum.
所以他们逃难到加拿大来然后希望能够找到庇护。
And I remember speaking to the father, he's saying, I don't know if I've done the right thing or not.
对，我记得我跟那父亲聊天的时候，那父亲说，我不知道我到底做了对的还是错的选择。
I really want God to tell me, have I done the right thing or not?
我真的希望神可以告诉我说，我做的选择是正确的吗？
We were able to say to them, well, Mary had to flee with Jesus.
然后我们就跟他们分享说，连玛利亚她都需要逃离。
And she had the Son of God.
她手上抱的是神子耶稣。
And she fled to get to safety.
但是她还是要逃难，逃到一个安全的地方。
Sometimes faith means we have to protect our family and get to safety.
有时候信心代表着我们需要保护我们的家人，带他们去安全的地方。
Yeah. You see, Mary's journey with being the mother of Jesus took her to places she would have never expected to go.
所以玛利亚她作为耶稣的母亲，她的人生的历程就带了她走了未知的路。
One of my favorite stories about Mary is found in John chapter 2.
我有一个非常喜欢的关于玛利亚的故事是在约翰福音第二节。
It is the story of a wedding.
是一个婚宴的故事。
Everybody loves weddings.
每个人都喜欢婚礼吧。
The food, the music, the dancing.
吃的好吃的，听音乐，然后跳舞。
Romance is in the air.
浪漫的事情。
But Mary is there at this wedding with Jesus.
玛利亚在那时候跟耶稣在参加这个婚宴，迦拿的婚宴。
And suddenly there is disaster.
然后突然就来了一个非常巨大的。
The wine has run out.
来问题了，就是酒没了。
And the rules in those days was no wine, no fun.
在当时是没有酒就不开心。
That's the rules that a lot of people still try to live by today. Yeah.
无酒不欢。
And so she realizes this is a situation, this family is going to have shame because they can't give enough wine to their guests.
所以玛利亚就了解到说这个婚礼的主人他们将因为酒没了而遭到羞辱。
Now,
很丢脸。
Mary is first and foremost a mother.
那玛利亚第一她是母亲。
I wonder, Chinese mothers, are they the same as British mothers?
我常常想这个中国人的母亲这个角色是不是跟英国人的妈妈一样。
If my mum said, Tim, you need to do this, you have to do this.
如果我妈妈告诉我说 ,Tim, 你得做这样我就得照着做。
Mary turns to Jesus and says, Jesus, there's no wine, do something about it.
然后玛利亚就转头过耶稣说哎耶稣没酒了来做点事情。
Just like a Chinese mother, yeah.
就像我们华人妈妈一样。
Yeah.
叫儿子干活。
Jesus says, my time hasn't yet come.
耶稣却回答说我的时候还没有到。
And yet good boys listen to their mothers.
好男孩要听妈妈的话但是耶稣不一样。
Jesus got the jars filled with water and turned them into wine and the party was back on.
但是耶稣马上呢就行了一个把水变成酒的痕迹。
But there's something here that we see in Mary.
我们在这里看到玛利亚的一些事情。
Mary knew her son well enough to know he has the power to do something.
玛利亚很清楚知道她儿子的身份，所以她知道她有能力去改变。
We see faith in Mary because she believes Jesus can do something.
我们看到玛利亚信心，因为她真的相信耶稣可以行神迹。
And it makes me think Mary must have seen Jesus do extraordinary things when he was growing up.
让我想到说，也许在耶稣成长的时候，玛利亚一定看到耶稣做了很多很特别的事情。
I wish we had some of those stories in the Bible.
我非常希望我们有一些这样的故事，但是没有。
But there is a point.
但是
that sometimes God does things, and it's just for us.
但是有些时候神做的事情只是为我们。
Mary will have seen Jesus do things, and it will have amazed her, and she shared it with no one else.
玛利亚看到耶稣做的一些事情让她非常的惊讶，但是她没有跟任何人分享。
By faith, the relationship that we have with God, there are things that he wants to share with us,That is just for your ears alone.
所以靠着信心，有一些事情只是为了我们自己来，神来行的。
Some of the things that he shares with us, we need to tell the world.
有一些神告诉我们事情，我们需要告诉这个世界。
But some things he shares with us is just for us.
但是有一些他告诉我们的事情只是告诉我们，为了我们。
For the, you know, secret place of prayer.
只是为了我们可以安安静静的一个隐蔽的地方去祈祷的。
And we see something in Mary that she knew something from the secret place with Jesus that meant she could call on him in the public place.
所以我们知道玛利亚她因为知道她跟耶稣有这样的他知道耶稣在隐蔽的地方所做的给他的一些事情，所以他可以在公众场合，他有这样的信心去呼叫耶稣。
In our faith journey, if we have no secret life with God, there is no power in the public life.
在我们的信心的旅程中，如果我们自己跟神没有建立自己的关系的话，
If the church is to have power to preach the gospel and see people saved, we need to have a secret private life with God.
对，我们需要我们跟神建立我们个人的关系，这样子在公开场合我们有这样能力去做神要我们做的事情。
Everything flows from the life of prayer.
所有的东西都是从我们的祷告的生活开始。
Now there's one more thing that I want to share from Mary's journey.
从玛利亚历程还有一件事情我想分享的。
That I think is very, you know, important for us and for the journey of faith.
我想对我们很重要，对我们的信心也非常重要。
And it's about the reality of pain and suffering in our lives.
就是在我们现实的生活中将会面对的一些痛苦和一些磨难。
When God told a 14-year-old girl, you're favored and will give birth to the Son of God, she had no idea that it was going to end with the cross.
当上帝告诉一个14岁的女孩说你将要成为神子的母亲的时候，她并不知道将来在十字架上会发生的事情。
In fact, if she had have known all of the tough things she would have to face, she might have said no.
如果她当时知道以后她会面对这么多的一些非常困难的时刻，她可能当时就会拒绝了。
But there is something that we see in Mary, and I think it's because of all the things that she had treasured, all the things that she had meditated on, because of the secret life,That when the day of trouble came, she stayed faithful.
但是当我们看到玛利亚的生命活出来这样的见证，就是因为她把神的话存在她的心里，她一直反复的思考，她跟神有这样的非常紧密的个人的关系，所以当苦难的日子来临的时候，她还有这样的信心去面对。
Yeah. So I want you to recall those final hours of the life of Jesus.
所以我想要大家去回想一下耶稣在十字架上最后的时刻。
Jesus is arrested.
耶稣被捕了。
There is a false trial where there's all kinds of lies about him.
然后有一个非常不公正的一个这样很多的谎话的这样的一个审判。
He is flogged and then beaten.
然后他被鞭打。
There is a, you know, second trial where there's the chance for him to go free, but the crowd want to crucify him.
然后又有第二个这样的一个审庭，就是他和大众都希望他能够被钉十字架。
And then he's paraded through the streets of Jerusalem carrying a heavy cross.
然后他就在耶路撒冷苦路上扛着一个十字架，然后这样子展示给大家看。
And then finally he is executed like a common criminal.
然后最后他就在十字架上被钉死，就像当时的所有的罪犯一样。
Let me ask you, where is Peter in the story?
然后我问大家，彼得那时候在哪里？
He denied Jesus and went into hiding.
他不认主以后就躲起来了。
Where is Matthew or Mark or Luke?
马太、路加、马可这些人呢？
Nowhere to be seen. Where are the 12 disciples?
12使徒去哪了？
72 disciples.
72门徒去哪了？
Where are the crowds?
那些欢呼耶稣的人去哪了？
But we read in John 19,
但是我们在约翰福音十九章
verse 25,
第25节
standing by the cross of Jesus was his mother Mary.
我们读到说最后在十字架下面看着耶稣的是他的母亲玛利亚。
When everyone else has left him and abandoned him.
当所有的门徒所有的人都离开了耶稣抛弃他的时候。
When they've run away in fear.
当他们害怕的逃走的时候。
Mary is with her son every step of the way.
玛利亚在每一步每一刻都一直与他的儿子同在。
Now it's a point to say,that the love and a faith of a mother is unlike any other love and faith that we see in humans.
这就说到说一位母亲的爱真的是在我们人类的爱中间真的看不到这样子这么奇妙的爱。
We see it again and again, the lengths that mothers will go and stand with their children through suffering.
我们一直看到很多很伟大的母爱就在痛苦的时刻她可以与孩子一同的牺牲。
And can I just say, this is one of the most critical aspects of faith.
那这是在这个信心的旅程中非常重要的一课。
We love to talk about when we're favored and blessed.
我们喜欢去讲说啊当神怎么恩宠我们怎么祝福我们的时候。
Look at the salvations.Look at the healings, look at the miracles.
看看我心里的神迹，看看我被神医治，看看这些神拯救我。
We love to sing songs and feel the joy of the Lord as we worship Him.
我们喜欢唱歌，然后喜欢感受神给我们的喜乐，然后我们赞美神。
But faith at its most potent is in the time of hardship, suffering, and trial.
但是事实上信心却是在这个困难中在你的痛苦中在这个被试炼当中而彰显出来的。
This is the moment for Mary where her heart is broken like no other time.
这是对玛利亚来说这一刻就是她的心完全都碎了。
And she stands by Jesus through something that none of us would ever wish to have to stand by our children through.
他这样子眼睁睁的看着自己的孩子被钉上十字架。
And yet it's her love and her faith that keeps her there.
但是是因为他的坚定的爱还有他一个坚定的信心让他能够留在那里。
It's that that keeps her strong.
那是让他成为一个坚强的人的。
And so there is a point to make that the kind of faith that we need to have is a faith thatperseveres.
所以我们需要有的信心是一个可以坚定不移坚持到底的信心。
And this really is the critical point of faith in God.
这是一个在对神来讲是一个很重要的一个信息。
Because Jesus said this life will have trouble.
因为耶稣告诉我们在世上是有苦难的。
There will be challenge.
可能会有挑战。
There will be persecution.
会有逼迫。
There will be times where it feels like we're in a wilderness or walking in the dark.
会有一些时刻你感觉你走在黑暗里或者走在旷野之中。
But friends, if we want to truly understand God, those are the times that we really get to know Him for who He is.
但是如果我们真的想要来认识神，就是在这个至黑的时刻，是我们能够真的来经历神，来认识神的时刻。
Because Jesus Christ Himself is the suffering God.
因为耶稣基督他自己就是一个接受苦难的神。
He's the God who identifies with us in our weakness.
他与我们的软弱可以同感身受。
And he's the God who took the full weight of sin on his shoulders.
他是将所有罪的重担都放在他肩上的那位。
He is the God who paid a penalty so that we wouldn't have to pay it.
他是那个为我们付上了重价的代价的上帝。
And one of the things that I'm thankful for today,
今天我为一件事情感恩,
is that Jesus is on the cross saying, My God, my God, why have you abandoned me?
就是是耶稣基督在十字架上说我的神我的神你为什么离弃我。
But he could look down and see his mother there.
然后他可以看往下看看到他的母亲站在那里。
For those of us who are parents,
对我们做父母的来讲,
being present in the lives of our children and standing with them through the troubles of life is one of the most important callings we have from the Lord.
我们一个很重要的呼召就是当我们的孩子经历苦难的时候我们可以在那里与他们一同承受。
I was having this conversation with a young couple just last night.
昨晚我跟一对年轻的夫妻在聊天。
We are all parents of young children.
我们都是小孩很小的家庭。
And being parents of young children, in my mind, is a little bit easier.
在我的想法中是小孩还小比较容易。
Because I get to decide the rules and the boundaries, and because I say what they can do, when they can do it, and they have to listen.
他们年纪还小还不会反叛我还是权力挺大的我说什么就是什么。
I am afraid of the day when they turn 18.
我很担心他们就是成年18岁那一刻。
Because dad does not get to say what you do, when you do it, or where.
我就没有办法指挥他们该做什么该做什么了。
My prayer is God, make that a long, long time away.
所以我对神说神啊让这个日子晚点到吧。
But of course, there is a time where they have to make decisions for themselves.
当然有时候他们还是要为他们自己做一些决定。
And parents, that has to be one of the scariest things we ever do in this life.
对父母来说可能是这人生中的一件非常害怕的事情。恐怖的事情。
We have roughly 18 years to train them.
大约有18年可以去训练他们。
And then our job is to back off.
然后我们就要退后。
And let them go.
然后放手让他们去吧。
To love them.
爱他们。
To support them.
支持他们。
To stand by them.
站在他们身边。
Even when they make stupid mistakes.
就算他们做了很愚蠢的决定。
But that's the journey of faith.
但是这个就是一个信心的历程。
One of the stories, I haven't told you this one, but one of the stories that I find amazing is the story of an eagle.
Okay, 有一个故事我觉得很有趣的就是一个老鹰。
You know, the beautiful eagle that soars through the air.
你知道老鹰在天上翱
翔。Effortlessly.
然后好像很轻松。
Well, eagles build their nests up on the top of cliffs.
老鹰在是在那个非常高的悬崖上去筑它的巢。
And there's a moment for the eagle when it is time for the chick to take its first flight.
有时候它当那个小老鹰它要让它第一次飞翔的时候。
Do you know what the eagle mother does to the child? I saw it, Shirley, pushes the little chick out the nest.
直接踹一脚下去,
and the chick falls to the ground. It's just plummeting towards the earth.
然后你就看到那个小鹰是吧? 小老鹰就直接这样掉下去, 然后快摔死了。
Either the chick will fly,
要不那个突然间它就会飞了,
or the chick will die.
或者它就死了。
Now this sounds quite severe when I say it out loud.
听起来好像很严重。
But there is an aspect of faith, and this was something that Mary had.
但这件事情中间有一个很大的因素是信心。
She had to let Jesus go.
就像玛利亚所经历的, 她需要放手。
Even when he was plummeting towards the earth to his death.
就像他看到耶稣好像是要死掉了。
Sometimes the most loving things that we do is let people make mistakes or fall down.
有时候我们能做一个最表达爱的方式是
I can only imagine
让他们自己犯错误, 然后看着他们跌倒。
I can only imagine everything within Mary just wants to rescue Jesus.
我可以想象玛利亚在当时她的全身心就想要拯救耶稣。
And yet she knew this was the purpose for which he was born.
但是她没有这么做, 因为她知道耶稣是为此目的而来。
When Jesus was born,
当耶稣出生,
at the age of 8, they went to the temple.
当耶稣带他去耶路撒冷,
so that the baby could be circumcised.
圣殿然后接受割礼。
And when they were in the temple, she met two people there, Anna and Simeon.
当他遇到了两个人,在圣殿遇到了两个人,亚拿跟那个西面,
who had waited for a long time to see the Messiah.
这两个人在圣殿里已经等了很久很久时间想要看到弥赛亚。
And it says that in Luke chapter 2 that Simeon says to Mary, when he sees Jesus, the child,
在路加福音第二章说, 当西面看到了耶稣,
he says, finally, my eyes have seen salvation.
他说, 终于我看到亲眼见到了拯救神的拯救。
This child is a light for revelation to the Gentiles.
这个孩子是对外邦人来讲是一个亮光，是一个拯救。
This child has been born to the glory of the people of Israel.
是你民以色列的荣耀。
But he says in verse 33, this child is going to cause the fall and the rise of many.
但是他又接着说,这个孩子被立是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒,许多人兴起。
Jesus is a sign that will be opposed.
又要成为毁谤的对象。
But then it says, Simeon says to Mary, a sword will pierce your soul as well.
然后他又说,你自己的心也要被剑刺透。
He's speaking about when Jesus is crucified.
他在预言当耶稣被钉十字架时。
And it says in these verses as well, Mary marveled at everything that she heard.
然后说玛利亚就把这些事情存在心里反复思想。
Again, she was treasuring and pondering on it.
所以她又存在心里,然后反复思想。
And I just wonder if 33 years later when Jesus is being crucified, if she remembered the words of Simeon.
所以我就想说当30年以后,当耶稣真的被钉十字架的时候,玛利亚是否想起了西面当年讲的话?
Friends, it's so important to treasure and to keep a hold of and to remember everything the Lord has done.
弟兄姐妹们,我们真的很重要,我们需要把神在我们生命中所说所为能够真的存在心里,反复思想。
Because those are the things that will get us through the day of persecution.
因为当逼迫来到,
those are the things that we hold to when a loved one has cancer.
这些事情是能够帮助我们度过, 就像, 当我们遇到可能我们的亲友得了癌症。
Those are the things that keep us praying when our family and when our children have walked away from the Lord.
也许当我们的孩子已经远离了神，这些存在我们心中的这些事情可以帮助我们度过。
Those are the things that sustain us.
就是这一些的事情能够让我们坚定不移。
So let me just encourage you today, keep treasuring and keep remembering.
所以今天让我鼓励大家一定要存在心里反复思想。
Can I suggest if you don't have one, get a journal and write down everything that God ever does.
如果你不知道要存什么事情想什么事情，我建议你写一个日记，把神在你生命中的作为记录下来。
I have journals at home that on tough days, I just go back and I reread them.
我有一些日记，然后我在经历苦难的时候，我就会翻看，去看神的作为。
And suddenly the trouble that I'm in goes from being very big to being very small.
然后突然间我发现我眼前的困难从很大变成很小了。
Because I remember that God loves me.
因为我就记得神是爱我的。
I remember that God is for me.
因为我记得神是站在我这边的。
And that God is faithful to every promise he makes.
因为神是信实的神。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, this day, I'm so grateful that we have, in your word, examples such as Mary of the kind of faith which we're called to have.
主啊，我们真的感谢你在你的话语中你记录了玛利亚，让我们看到她生命中的信心作为我们的榜样。
I thank you that you used an ordinary woman for an extraordinary purpose.
主啊，真的感谢你，主啊，你使用这样的平凡的女子来做不平凡的事情。
And it just reminds me that you use us, ordinary people, for the extraordinary purpose of the gospel.
主啊，就像你让我们知道我们也是平凡的人，但是我们也能被你使用来做不平凡的事情。
I want to thank you for the lessons that we learn about treasuring the things that you do and remembering them.
主啊，谢谢你提醒我们要记得你所做的一切事情。主啊，让我们存在心里反复思想。
Yeah, thank you for the lessons about how we need a private, secret life with you if we're to have any kind of power.
主啊，我们也要跟你建立个人的亲密的关系，让我们在需要的时候能够回到你那里。
Yeah, my prayer is.That you would keep forming us into the kind of people who will persevere when the day of trouble comes.
主啊，求你继续的打造我们，主啊，让我们成为那个在不管遇见什么样的情况都能够有坚定信心的人。
Yeah. I want to thank you for the gift of Christmas and of Advent.
主啊，谢谢你给我们这样的圣诞节的节期可以来纪念你。
Yeah.It's a season that we love with all the Bible readings, all the carols, the beautiful lights and the meals that we share.
主啊，在这个季节我们真的非常欢欣快乐，有这么美好的音乐，有美好的食物，然后有你的话语。
But Lord, I also want to remember that this is a time of year where for lots of people, it is filled with pain and hurting and loneliness.
主啊，但是在这个欢欣的节日里，也有许多人是受伤的，是孤单的，是需要被陪伴，需要被祷告，被医治的。
Help us as your church show loving compassion to those in need.
主啊，让我们对这些有需要的人，主啊，成为他们生命中的光，主啊，让我们成为一个有怜悯心的一个教会。
Use us in ways that will show your love and your glory to others.
主啊，使用我们，让我们可以把你的爱，把你的怜悯彰显出来。
We pray all these things in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.